Yes, indeed.
Our next case is number 12,016, Raymond and Lisa Baggerly seek variances from the separation requirements, section 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Colonial Lane, approximately 862 feet east of Colonial Lane. 911 address is 40 Colonial Lane, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1 and C1. The tax map is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 335.00, Unit 52267. We received zero letters of support, Let me verify one thing. There was a letter in here. We received one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail returns. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a variance from the separation distance for to place a shed. The request is for an 8.9-foot variance. However, we do note that there is a blanket variance in the in Colonial East development that reduces the separation distance to 15 feet, which would alter the request to a 3.9-foot variance request.
And that means there's no variance needed for the shed on lot 42?
Correct.
So just looking at the distance from the shed to the home on lot 38?
Correct. And I would also note that there was a previous variance granted. Case number 8,921 was granted for a 3-foot variance on that same for a shed on lot 40 from lot 38.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lisa Baggerly, 7467 Durwood Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21222.
Raymond Baggerly, 7467 Durwood Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21222.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
Do you want to explain to the board?
Yes. Me and my husband purchased our mobile home in August the 7th of 2015. And we have been doing maintenance to it to improve our area. And with that in mind, we did go through our community for the property management on everything that we have done to improve our landscaping. We added awning on. We went through the property management through that. Everything came out, was being marked by the property management as well as from the gas company, the water company, the cable people to make sure we weren't hitting into any lines. My husband wanted to make a bigger shed, which we had our property management come out to mark where our shed could go. The manager came out, marked where our shed could go. We went down to them, showed them what we were going to do, and they told us that we had to come down to the county to get a permit, which we did. And then back in August, this was our building permit saying that it was a 12 by 12 shed. And this was our improvement permit that we got from our office. After the shed was put up, the inspection was made on it. That's when we found out that the shed was over, four feet too far after the shed was already built. And I do have 12 letters from people in my community that do not have any objections. The ones are the one that lives directly beside us and in front of us, behind us, down the street. Some of them are on the committee of Colonial East. And it was very heart-wrenching when we found out after we put up the shed and paid the money to have it done that we weren't up to qualifications. Maybe it's my ignorance for not knowing all the laws of Delaware. We're new to this residence. My husband and I are going to be permanent residents here. As of November, my husband will be a permanent resident. I still am in Baltimore working right now. So what we're trying to do is just see if there's any way possible that we can keep our shed.
Okay.
Ma'am, if you want to submit those letters in support, you can send them down to Ms. Walls at the end.
Do you mind if I have this copy from the Biggs?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's our original copy.
And I'm going to start with questions. Ms., do you have any questions at this time?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Mr. Whitman?
No question. Who placed the shed?
Who built the shed?
Yeah.
My husband and my brother-in-law built the shed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did more of the building.
I'm sorry. Who set the, who told you where to put it?
Park management.
The park management.
I ain't going to mention any names, but he comes out with a spray can from the old existing concrete, you know, and he said, that's about it. I said, thank you, you know. And if, I guess I am ignorant of the law because I had a canopy put up and I knew how far that had to be and I made sure that that was built within way, you know, the distance was 15 feet, I think I'm 17 feet. But I never expected a shed because it wasn't attached to the trailer or mobile home, whatever you want to call it, that mattered. So I'm 11 feet, what am I? I'm 11 feet 1 inch from Mr. Biggs' property, 38, and he doesn't object to it whatsoever.
So the shed was marked for you?
Yes.
They come out and mark the shed, and that's where you put it?
They mark everything. When we did our landscaping in the front, they came and marked how far we could come out.
Okay.
When we did put our awning onto our trailer, mm-hmm. they came and marked. Where we did our fencing, they came and marked everything. When my husband went down to the office to have the management come out to mark where our shed could go, they marked it. That's when he said we had to file for a permit, which we did, and that's where we laid some more of our concrete and built our shed, and it was not until after the fact when it came to a final inspection that they told us that we were too close to an existing trailer, which was very heart-wrenching. Then we had to pay, it was $550 that we had to pay for the fee for the surveyor, and then we also had to pay to Sussex County $400 for the variance.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. And Mr. Mills?
You're, I assume, and I don't know that it's clear on this drawing survey, but we're looking at lot 40, the shed on lot 40. Is that correct?
Yes.
And even though the permit, okay, your permit that you have there, it does it say distance from any other mobile home or accessory structure?
No, it does not. I'm sorry.
No, that's the, that's a.
No. This?
No.
No, it does not.
No, it would be like this. Permit that was signed by Ray.
Yes, it does. It says on the permit, it says 20 feet.
20 feet.
Distance from any other mobile home or accessory structure.
Accessory structure.
No.
But it also does say, or we've heard, is that it is not, it is in fact 15 feet and not 20.
Right.
So the variance that's necessary is not an 8-foot variance. 3.9. So have you had conversation with this person that told you where it was supposed to be marked?
No, I did. I called the office and I told them the dilemma that we were in.
Right.
I said, you know, we would not have put something if it was not, you know, that we weren't allowed to. I said, everything that we have done, we had to go through the park. I said, you know, we're just trying to improve our place. True. I said, now we're facing to file for a variance, which is costing us even more money. I mean, the shed was quite expensive itself, the material and all.
Sure.
And having my brother-in-law come all the way from Baltimore to help build it. And then when we found out, I was beside myself. I was quite upset.
I can tell you're still upset.
Yes, I am.
Mr. Baggerly, you were going to say something.
After the fact was done, I was up in Baltimore, and it, what?
Go ahead.
It was marked on the blacktop, the guy with the spray paint again, 15 feet.
Came out again after all this was done. So now on our blacktop, he put all these blue dots and put 15 feet, but that does us no good. And
sure.
There was a witness when the property manager came out and marked our property that was there with my husband that saw exactly where he told us we could go. So
the questions before the board or your responsibility here is to convince the board that you meet five standards for granting a variance. Mm-hmm. And that was included in your packet. And you have to convince us that there's a uniqueness in the property, that it can't otherwise be developed, that it's not have been created by you, it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum to full relief. So if you could address those for us, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. As far as improving the neighborhood, yes, it has. I mean, the shed that was there was very nice. It was not, you know, big enough for us. And we did, before we even started the process of doing this, we did ask our neighbors if they had any problems with it, you know, of us building a bigger shed, and they all said no. And what we're doing is that's going to be our permanent home that we want to live at. I mean, and in a modular, well, a trailer, it's a single and a half is not very big as far as space-wise, storage and all. And we thought that if we made our shed bigger, that would give us the area that we needed. I mean, clearly, we did not do it intentionally to have somebody upset about it. Or, you know, like I said, unfortunately, I do not know all the laws in Delaware, which that's my ignorance. I should have maybe took it a step further, but I thought by going through the property management, taking the initial steps of what we have done before mm-hmm. is what we needed to do.
Okay.
I mean, I would think have ran the park for over 40 years.
Sure.
I would think, you know.
Okay. In the interest of time, let me help. Let me ask you a few questions.
Sure.
You feel that there's a uniqueness because of the size of the lot and the closeness of structures there in the park. Is that correct?
I'm not sure.
You think that there's a uniqueness in the property because of the size of the lot and the other structures in the park. Is that correct?
Yes, I mean, there
okay.
are...
Okay, you can just answer the questions for me. And so you feel that it can't otherwise be developed. You need a shed, and this is the only place to put it. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And you don't feel it was created by you because you were misinformed? Is that correct? By the park personnel?
Yes.
Okay, and you don't feel it all the essential character of the neighborhood because there are other sheds and other mobile homes in the park?
That is true.
And you feel like you're asking for a minimum to afford relief?
Yes, I mean, I would very much so like to have the variance on it to be able to keep our shed.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions?
I've got one. There, you mentioned there was a prior shed on that property. How big was that shed, and where was it located?
8x10, and it was a 12x12. Well, we had existing concrete, like I told you, that was 8x10. That shed, I got rid of it, gave it to somebody, and we extended the concrete out 2 feet in the back, 4 feet over, you know, and then the shed bolted to that.
So this can't be moved.
No.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Is anyone here that would like to speak in favor of it? Or you just want to go by show of hands? Okay, you come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is John Finch. Address 2 Gunpowder Lane, Colonial East, Delaware, 19971.
Okay, wait right here. This gentleman will get your name and address.
Patrick Shire, 58 Colonial Lane, Hope Beach, Delaware, 19971, Colonial East, Colonial Park.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And will you go up to state your name again for the record? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hi.
You're in favor of this application.
All right. Thanks for letting me speak.
Yes, sir.
I witnessed the park owner or the park manager come out there and spray his blue lines on there, telling Mr. Baggerly where he could build a shed and how big he could build it. And you know, and I was right there when he did it. And it wasn't too long after he had built the shed, I noticed that I was riding by and he was out there with spray cans, but painting lines on there where the 15 foot was. And this was after the fact. So I thought that was very unfair as far as the park management went, to come out and do something like that to them, you know, and try to, I guess, cover their own behind, you know. But Mr. Bagley and Mrs. Bagley, they've tried very much to try to improve their property. And I tell you what, it's an amazing job of what they've done with their landscape and everything else. I mean, the place looks beautiful now compared to what it used to look like. And so, you know, and I would just like to ask the board to approve their request.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Patrick Shire. Thank you for letting me speak.
Yes, sir.
I live at 58 Colonial Lane. Now, I met Mr. and Mrs. Bagley, and I went by there, and I've seen the markings where they marked the lot. Mm-hmm. And at any time when that shed was being built, the property owners have driven by. Since it was stick-built, you can see it very easily. It's not being hidden or anything else. And they could have at any time checked there and checked the markings. No one ever did. Once the shed was complete, this is when they ran into problems. Now, with the property in Colonial Lane, Colonial East, you have lots of varying sizes because of the situations there. Plus, I understand the park was granted a blanket variance to put double wides where single wides used to be. So I don't really see a problem with their shed. And it does nothing but improve our park. And I happen to be on the Homeowners Association. I'm all for it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. All right. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicants have addressed the standards for granting a variance. They have stated that they feel there's a uniqueness in the property because of its size and limitations and other mobile homes in the park and sheds, that they feel that it's necessary to enable reasonable use and development of the property with a shed. They don't feel that they created it because they were misinformed by the park management. And they don't feel that it alters the central character of the neighborhood. They feel that they're asking for a minimal variance, and I make a motion we approve case number 12016.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion again by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12016. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Oh. Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So for the previous reasons stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 12016 is approved. And may I make a suggestion? Where's the property manager? You said you was here. Maybe it'd be a good idea you could
get
He's
on the board.
Oh, you're on the board.
He sits down as a proper manager.
Oh, okay.
But as a board member.
Homeowners. It belongs to the homeowners.
It belongs to the homeowners that you could get with the park manager about these these variances with them.
And perhaps maybe as a board member in a group, you can explain
to them.
Have a meeting and explain that, you know, the permit prevails, the county's rules prevail, and maybe they shouldn't necessarily rely on park management.
Okay, I just thought it may help you out. So
have a good evening.
Thank you.
Yep.